Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
So for a long time now, we've been using, I don't know whether I want to call it a productivity journal or a, I don't know what else you'd call it.
Focus journal?
Focus journal is a good way to put it. I don't even remember what I wrote on Facebook this morning. But we've been using it every morning to get focus about what we're doing that day.
Yep.
What our goals are.
Right.
My number one goal today, the one thing I needed to do today was be productive. I know.
How did you go with that?
It hasn't happened.
That's pretty cool. I've got a productivity journal. I don't know. I think it's focus journal is a better term for it. Yeah,
I do think so.
You're focus right. journal. Mm. But it's not working for me.
Okay. So remember we made one for the Trade Desk members?
Yeah.
So I used a really big fancy one and I've come back to use the one the Trade Desk members are using and I love it. It's short, it's sweet, it's simple and it's really zeroes in on my focus. The builder's even using it.
Oh, that's impressive. I don't know if it's because I haven't filled mine out yet that it's not working for me.
I know the one that you're referring to and it's a bit lengthy for me.
I look at it. It looks really nice on my desk.
I know. That's
and then I look the at how problem. Much work is involved in filling it out. I'm like, I don't have time for that shit.
There is so much.
I just
much
need to get into work.
Yep.
There's a bit of a subliminal message.
Isn't there?
Teaching message.
Isn't there?
How you going, Coxie?
I'm well, Waz. How are you, listeners? Welcome to the Tradies in Business Fuck It Friday podcast.
How the fuck are you?
How are you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's tradie speak for how are you.
We were talking about this in the kitchen earlier.
I try not to do tradie speak too much.
Well, I was laughing because Warwick often sounds like a business person and encouraging him to use tradie language.
Which one do you reckon fits better, the business person language or the tradie speak?
The tradie speak, actually.
You can take the, what is it? You can take the man out of the blue collar, but you can't take the blue collar out of the man. I just made that one up.
That was a good one.
I like that. I'm going to trademark that.
Oh, God.
If you're listening, you can't use that slogan.
Do we not have enough trademarks pending as it stands?
Yeah, we should probably lodge those, hey?
I have.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank fuck for that because I didn't do anything about it. You know why? Because I didn't fill out my focus journal.
Oh, but I did mine. And now that I have the simple one, it works really well. You should try the simpler version.
This is why I needed a business partner to do the shit that I don't do.
Kick your ass, which never happens.
To clean up after me. Hang on. Now, I had an idea for a Fuck It Friday topic and I've forgotten. That's it. It was productivity. Yeah. So we were meant to have this big productive day today and due to circumstances beyond our control, it's all turned to shit.
Talking like a radio presenter.
Yes, that's right. And I'm conscious and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were meant to do heaps of stuff today and it kind of all turned to shit.
Big time. So and yet that was my one thing.
So, like, by the time we got to recording this, I literally, before we pressed record, said, I'm done with trying to be productive. Fuck it. Let's just flex off.
Mm-hmm. And that is what we will do.
Flexi time. Because there is literally no point pushing on past 1:43 in the afternoon, especially on a Friday. We might as well just admit defeat and go and spend some personal time and actually make... Well, that's being productive, right? It's a bit of renewal and... And maybe get some personal shit done. Get some personal shit done.
Okay, this is going to work for you, who doesn't have to drive an hour and a half home.
Me. You know, but I've got to do that next week.
You got to do it, yeah, on the following Friday.
Yes. And the one after that. And the one after that.
That's because I've been here for 3 weeks in a row. Now it's your turn.
So, anyway, competition aside... Yeah, there's just no point pressing on if you find yourself, or when I find myself, I'll speak for me, not everybody else on air, staring at the screen or a piece of paper or whatever the hell it is I'm meant to be doing, coming up with a new blog post. Actually, that reminds me, I haven't finished editing that other one I started 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was like 6 months ago, but no, you haven't. So what do you do? There's a good question, though.
Do you just want to like punch me in the nose? Would be the little less confronting.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'll be okay. So there is no point staring at the frickin' screen at 8:30 at night, not actually doing much and flicking between Xero and Facebook.
Yeah, okay. But if you have a commitment to get something out on a time basis, that's a different story, right?
I don't reckon, no. I reckon.
I've got to get a quote out by tomorrow morning. I've promised it'll be there by 9 a.m. and it's currently 9 p.m. and I am stuffing this quote up because I'm tired. Do I need to push through?
I would not.
Why not?
Because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to be shitty. You're not going to be thinking clearly. I would, if it were me, go to bed, after, like go have a cold shower to upregulate the parasympathetic nervous system. And get you into a...
You have a warm shower.
No, cold shower before bed gets you into rest and digest.
I am not doing a cold shower before bed.
It's fantastic. You should try it.
No.
Seriously, even just like as long as you can stand it, crank the lever, the flick mixer around to cold. I usually cup my, you know what?
Oh, really? Do you have to go there?
Well, it stops those like getting too cold.
Right.
My armpits. I hate the cold water running under my armpits. So I cup my hands under my armpits. And a cold shower. And, you know, you got to breathe and try not to black out. But even like 30 seconds of that, you get that instant rush and then your body just goes, oh, we can relax. And then you jump into bed and boom, you go to sleep.
No.
Best night's sleep you'll ever have.
No.
Give it a go. I dare you.
Actually, I will accept your challenge and I will try this.
Hey, listeners. Give us a shout out. Who wants Coxie to try the cold shower thing for a week?
I'll do it. I'm not doing it for a week. Jesus.
That's called entrapment, isn't it?
I reckon.
Anyway, cold shower, really good. So, 9 p.m., your brain's rooted, you're foggy, you're stressed, you're cranky, you don't even want to be sitting there. It's a shit client anyway. Go to bed. Go to bed. Set the alarm before you do.
Agree.
Four. Four.
Five.
Or 4:30.
Five.
No, 4:30 is good. Jocko gets up at 4:30.
Oh, okay. That's nice for Jocko.
I get up at 4:30.
That's nice for you, Oz.
I've gotten really used to it, actually. The first couple mornings were hell on earth.
Why, what time did you get up before then?
Oh, 5:30.
So I'm at 4:30 in summer, but I don't do that in winter.
I do it in winter just to prove that I can.
I know. You like to do these things.
But 4:30, right? It's one day of your life. It's not going to kill you. You get up at 4:30. Make your cup of tea or your bone broth or your Bloody Mary or whatever you do first thing in the morning. Grab your first cuppa, crank up the computer and hit it before anything else happens. And I guarantee you'll get more done in 1 hour than you would have in 3 hours the previous night.
And it'll more likely be right.
Yeah. You'll actually price everything and not miss the $4,500 worth of materials that was in the estimate.
Which happens often, unfortunately.
Yeah. And you know what? A big part of that is doing this stuff when your brain's not on.
Agreed.
Trying to do it at night when you're already fried and frazzled from running a job or running around, running after your staff, whatever it is, and you're sitting there at night, you're already tired. It is the worst time to do some of those higher level tasks that require a high level of cognitive input.
Again, with the radio voice.
Got to use your brain box. So don't use your brain box at night. Use your brain box in the morning.
So I guess what we might like to say here is this doesn't mean that you need to get up at 4:30 every morning to do your quotes.
Why not?
Well, I think that you can create a business working day in which they get done earlier in the day.
But you don't necessarily. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, yeah. That's the point I'm trying to make.
So how many hours do we get to actually transform to move from doing quotes at 9 p.m. to doing them at 10 a.m.?
Even first up, most tradies probably, they leave home at what, 5:30, 6 o'clock?
Yep.
Start work 6:37, depending on the time of year. I would think that perhaps if you were to maybe schedule to do your quoting in that point of day and then arrive on site at 10 or 11.
So a shorter term fix would be do your quotes first?
Yeah.
Before you... But what about the thing for tradies? It's like, nah, I got to get the boys started on site at 6:30 or 7.
This is rubbish.
Oh, Coxie, you're going to piss off a lot of tradespeople.
I'm sorry, but they're
wrong. But I have to be on site and get the job. I got to get the boys started on site.
Okay, so why do you have to be on site?
Well, otherwise they don't know what to do.
Why not?
Because they don't know what we're doing for the day.
Why not?
Well, how are they supposed to know? Osmosis?
That's your job.
Well, that's why I go on site in the morning.
Ah, can you not tell them the day before?
Yeah, but everything changes overnight.
No, it doesn't. This is just sure no-brainer.
But the clients all ring me at 5:30 p.m. after don't the boys the are gone home don't to tell me the that they don't want me to come tomorrow.
No, they won't.
I got to reschedule everything because the builder said that the fucking slab's not going to get poured.
Okay, sometimes that might happen.
I was just trying to catch you out, that's all.
Sometimes that might happen. But you can still do that over the phone. You don't need to be there.
Mm. That's like revolutionary shit you're talking about there, Coxie.
I know. It might mean know. That you have to run a business rather than work in your business.
Come on. You're not taking the piss out of our listeners, are you?
No, I can't because we used to do it ourselves.
Yeah, that's what? Right.
I know this stuff because I learnt the hard way.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a habit.
It is a habit.
That's my...
And it's a false belief.
Observation, yeah.
It's just a false belief. It's...
Well, it changes when you start scheduling better and time blocking.
Yes, it does.
I put a little survey up in the trade desk.
And the survey says...
Survey says that everyone sucks at time blocking.
Yeah, even I do. I'm still not great at it.
Overwhelmingly, the response from our trade desk members was that they time block because... By and large, the members of Trade Desk recognise they need to do it.
Of course.
Because they're sort of looking at next level of business improvement, yep. Trade business improvement. But but almost everybody said kind of could be better.
Yeah, and rightly so. I think we all start with good intentions and it gets lost.
I should probably do a follow-up post and tell our Trade Desk members how to get better at time blocking.
We did tell them in the first... Little bit we told them. Yeah, let's remind them, send out the video again.
Yeah, true. In the monthly training. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Hello.
Anywho, so, but this whole time blocking thing is such a, it can change your life.
It really can change your business and it can do it overnight. It really, it's ridiculous how easy that change can be. And honestly, the biggest change will be in yourself and being disciplined enough to do the thing.
In yourself.
Yes.
Not myself.
Well, anybody's self.
Right, okay.
Their own self.
Our listener's self.
Yourself.
Yes. Mm. So, time block. There you go. 12 minutes in and you've got a gold nugget.
There was a couple.
Mm. What were the other ones?
I forget what we were even talking about.
Mm. Okay. Anyway, I'm sick of being productive, so fuck it. I'm out of here.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.